since the boss has been in it, I think, you know, everyone's really come together. And I think things like this and events outside of the training ground or whatever is, you know, it's important for the fans to get close to us and see what we do, and also for us to just spend like 20 seconds with them and, you know, have a little chat. You know, it's always nice, and to them it means the world. We don't think it does, but, you know, to a little lad, John Joe or Dwight or myself going to, or any of the boys going to speak to one of them for just 10 seconds, you know, we're heroes to them, so that's the least we can give back.
A lot of the new signings were with you in this session. How would you say they've all settled in so far?
The signings are great. You know, obviously the manager knows what he's doing. You've seen today, Hosselu, his finishing is superb, right and left foot. He's a big boy, strong, and he likes running behind as well. So, you know, going off training, he looks sharp, and hopefully he can give us something in games. And obviously with the other boys, you've seen them themselves, and they're good players as well. So, you know, we've added quality, and now we just need to make sure everyone's got the same tactics and we work together.
How long did it take for you to get over the disappointment of the manner of Sunday's defeat?
Well, it's never a nice way to lose. I mean, I feel like if we kept 11 men on the pitch, you know, the game could have gone either way, because up until then, you know, okay, they had more possession, but they didn't really threaten us with anything. And again, you know, he's apologised for what he's done, and as teammates, we're going to accept it. And, you know, people do make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. So it's one of them where, you know, forget about it, move on, and hopefully everyone can learn from that.
And you had one of your best away results of the season last year at Huddersfield. Obviously, some more of the same would be ideal, but that away record was so key to you, wasn't it? Winning the championship, and I guess you'd be looking to do as well as you can away from home in the Premier League again.
Yeah, I mean, I think that win last season at Huddersfield away, you know, to me that was sort of the icing on the cake. You know, we still had a lot to do, but having beaten them and then going to beat Brighton away as well, they kind of did it for us. But, you know, they're a good side. They're organised. They've added a few new players to their team. So it's going to be tough. You know, every game this season is going to be tough. But all we can do is, like I always said, we just got to concentrate on ourselves and make sure we're up to it, because I'm pretty sure they will be.
And how do you feel fitness-wise after surgery in the summer and then a little setback in pre-season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting there. I've not played as many pre-season games as I'd like to, because I had a little knee injury. I had to go and get an injection. But, you know, I'm fine now. I've played nearly 90 minutes of the day, so, you know, I got some good match fitness out of that. So hopefully in the weekend I'll feel much better.